The English version of the Arabic news network Al Jazeera went on the air a year and a half ago. Still, not a single major U.S. cable company carries the controversial network. In fact, only two local cable systems currently air Al Jazeera English.
One is in Ohio, the other in Burlington, Vermont. But even there, residents are debating whether Al Jazeera should be aired at all. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio reports.
Sandy Baird could watch any number of news stations on the city-owned cable company Burlington Telecom. But only one gives her what she's looking for.
Al Jazeera provides the best 24-hour coverage of international news, which the American networks simply do not. And it's very important stuff to me.
As for complaints from critics that Al Jazeera has an anti-American bias, especially in its coverage of the war, Baird says the network is only showing what's actually happening in Iraq.
I don't believe reality is an anti-American bias. I honestly do not understand this whole outcry.
The outcry is a debate in Burlington over whether Al Jazeera should stay or go. Last month, the manager of Burlington Telecom announced he was pulling the network, citing contractual issues and what he says were complaints from residents about anti-American content. The decision was put on hold until citizens could weigh in, and they have in a pair of public forums. In a city known for its progressive politics, the vast majority at the forums have expressed opinions like James Lee's.
One of the speakers on the other side of this debate said that somehow our freedom is going to be jeopardized if we are permitted the choice to tune into Al Jazeera. And I think the truth is just the opposite. We lose our freedom when choices are taken away.
A few, like Kay Trudell, object to Al Jazeera because it's owned by the government of Qatar, an Islamic country.
They may have a right to broadcast, but we don't necessarily have to invite them into the United States of America. If we offer them a spot on our airwaves, they are not going to be blatantly obvious. I call it soft, subtle, cultural jihad.
Burlington Telecom is one of about 40 publicly owned cable systems in the country. In the debate over Al Jazeera, one side argues publicly owned means there should be more diversity than on commercial systems. The other side says a government-run system shouldn't be carrying a network seen as anti-American. Marisa Guthrie of the trade magazine Broadcasting and Cable says the problem for Al Jazeera is rooted in an image people have of its sister Arabic service. Guthrie says what comes to mind for most people when they think of Al Jazeera are tapes of Osama bin Laden aired on the network.
When you're lobbying to get an American cable company to carry you, and that's the only thing that people know about you, it's a very uphill battle.
Al Jazeera English Managing Director Tony Berman says the network's image is unwarranted. He says there's suspicion surrounding any Arab-run enterprise.
I think there's a lot of that. And my hope would be that in the weeks and the months and, dare I say, the years ahead, that suspicion, not only in the United States, but in Canada and obviously in parts of Europe, will dissipate.
Berman was part of a contingent of Al Jazeera representatives who came to Burlington to plead the network's case. With only about 2,400 television subscribers, the Burlington cable system is a small one. But recently, Al Jazeera has renewed its efforts to gain footing in the U.S., and losing Burlington could send the wrong message to other cable companies. Burlington Telecom's manager has declined to talk about his decision on Al Jazeera, one that's expected to be made final in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Braintree, Vermont.